developed, kept on selling and changing things. But we didn't have too many. We had a few variety stores that you could go in and pick up all kinds of fabrics, sewing materials, or different things like that. We didn't have a flock of.
Okay.
We were just a small community.
Alright. Did you ever refer to the towns like the north side or the south side or anything?
Well, yes. Flagler Street directly divided. The south was, and the north. And the town only went to the railroad as far as business was concerned at first, and then homes were beyond that. Until finally, I don't remember what year, because we lived out north a mile and a half, and on my bicycles, Mama was going to tell me where to go, and I didn't go any further roaming around. But it was my high school years that I saw the town as a whole. And except as I went their pathways. But the township of business went to the river, and then there was just an old time bridge across there. And gradually a few things went across, but all of west of the river for years was residential. And the homes that were then, the river had not developed that marina that it has there at the bridge now. So the homes were beautiful across there, and you could look from the city then over there and see those lovely two-story homes across the river.
Is that where what you would call the rich section would be? Where were the richer sections of town at that time?
The richer? The wealthy people then lived on Flagler Street on down to the bay.
And around
and surrounding the Royal Palm Hotel. They built average was wooden buildings, wooden homes with peaked roofs, and with a second story, almost all of them were two-story, with porches all around them. And we didn't have air conditioning, they depended on the Florida air altogether. I don't think we even had electric fans in.
They only came down
okay, we talked a little bit the other day about some of the, where did the black area develop? Were there any black areas?
Black area was west of the railroad and north of 7th Street.
Okay, north of 7th?
Yeah.
So that was, now is that the section of town that became known as, what did that become known as? Was there a name referred to that later on?
Blacktown.
Blacktown? Was it ever referred to as Overtown?
No.
Overtown?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right. Was there any sections of that developed, not necessarily early, maybe in the 20s, 30s, thereon, that developed that were sections of, say, low-income white?
Yes. There was. They gradually, in any town. As the people got a little bit more affluent, or as the business required them to be a little nearer, they would move into better homes, and then the old homes would become the poorer districts. But in Miami, now our big home was sold to just before the World War. It was sold. We didn't make too much off of it. Then he held it 5 years later. We could give it up. It was so much more for it. But it was the Packard, I believe it was the Packard Garage, 17th Street and 1st Avenue. And all of that, instead of going to a poorer district, it went to business. And that threw business going on out to Buena Vista.
Are there any sections in town that now, for example, that if an outsider came in, the natives might refer to as a certain section of town that someone outside of town may not, know if they heard it?